Not what they are looking for at the start. Well, it's not the complete answer. It's only part of the answer. You have to show a woman that you are a mystery. You have to be a strong man who does what he wants and marches to the beat of his own drum. You have to be indifferent to all the testing she puts you through. She may act as though she is turned off by something, but 9 times out of 10, she is testing to make sure that you are this presence that they feel. They use playful intimidation to see if you cave or change your opinion to match theirs. If she walks away, who cares? The chances are high that she will come back. If not, move on. Women in part do want the guy that will do the wining and dining and romance thing once they have hit that emotional level. They don't need it so much before their emotions are engaged as much as they do after their emotions are engaged. After their emotions are engaged, the romance is the masculine part of you giving them the presence that you have opened them up to receive. Before their emotions are engaged, they want to make sure that you are in your masculine. They need to trust it is safe to open up to that emotional side of themselves and give you their heart. They are only going to do that once you have passed their test. Plus, women are usually physically weaker than men. All women have a natural instinctive fear of being alone with a man who won't stop when they ask him to. If you demonstrate through your actions that you are a man who understands how attraction works, you'll back off when she offers resistance, but take another run at her a little while later. You should not look at her slowing things down as rejection. You should simply look at it as a temporary delay to the inevitable successful seduction. Part 4. It's not all about you. Making your ideal woman's list of qualities. Now, gentlemen, this book is all about winning the heart of the woman of your dreams. Since we are talking about the woman of your dreams, in that sense, it is all about you. However, before you can even begin to think about being in a loving, healthy relationship, you have to understand what makes that kind of relationship. In this section, I'm going to teach you that while it's not all about you, that is exactly where you need to start. The first thing you need to do before you even meet a woman is you have to become clear on one major question. What am I looking for in a relationship in the first place? You have to understand what it is that you want in a relationship before you can get into a relationship. Let's say you want to get a new car. You go out and buy a brand new Ford Explorer. Everyone has had this experience where you go out and buy a new Ford Explorer and now you're driving home from the dealership and you notice that those cars are everywhere. The reason is that you get what you focus on in life. The reason is that when you were driving a different car, let's say a sedan, you weren't thinking about Ford Explorers. Now you've gone out and purchased a new Ford Explorer. You're excited and happy about it. You want to go show all your friends and family your new car. Now that you are actually driving it, you are thinking, these things are everywhere. It's not that they weren't there before. It's that now you are focused on that particular car. That is what you are going to see. The same principle applies to meeting the right type of person. To get where you want to go in life, with relationships or anything, you have to know what your desired outcome is. You have to know what it is that you want. This is the first thing you have to get clear. Are you looking for a steady girlfriend? Are you looking for someone you can eventually spend your life with and marry? Do you want to play the field for a while? Do you want to be like Hugh Hefner? Do you want to have 3, 4, 5, 6 girlfriends? There's nothing wrong with that. That's something you can have if that's what you really want. Once you get clear about what kind of relationship that you want, the next thing I suggest is to make a list of what you want in your ideal woman. Take a sheet of paper and divide it into 2 columns, the left side and the right side. The left column is going to be all the qualities you want in a woman. The right-hand column is going to be all the qualities you don't want in a woman. Imagine that technology has grown to the point where you can simply log on to the internet, put all your criteria in, and you can simply FedEx yourself the perfect lady. Imagine you can have her any way you want her to be. What are all the qualities you would want in a woman? What is her eye color? What is her hair like? Is it straight? Is it long? Is it curly? Is it wavy? What color skin does she have? Is she fair skinned? Is she dark skinned? Does she have an accent? Physically, what does she look like? Does she take care of herself? Is she real thin? Does she weigh 350 pounds? What is it you want physically in a woman? What are her qualities? Does she have a good sense of humor? Does she have a good attitude? Is she flexible? Is she a giver? Is she easygoing? Is she fun to be around? Is she successful? Is she older than you? Is she younger than you? Is she the same age? Does she have kids? Does she not have kids? Is she a smoker or a non-smoker? Does she do drugs or not do drugs? Does she drink or not drink? Is she a vegetarian or a meat eater? Write down your whole list. If you could have it any way you wanted to in a perfect world, what would you want in that perfect ideal woman? Google Corey Wayne, how to attract the perfect woman. And the next column is going to be all the qualities you absolutely don't want. My personal experience is that I don't want someone who is devious. I don't want someone who is needy. I don't want somebody who is insecure. I don't want somebody who doesn't take care of themselves. I don't want somebody that eats unhealthy and doesn't exercise. My ideal woman is someone that has a good attitude, someone who's fun to be around, and someone that's a good communicator. Make an entire list of those things that you ideally want, and then those things that you just cannot live with. Now, obviously, if you write down on paper everything that you can think of, you might have 20 to 30 things or more in each category. From there, what you need to do is go through the things in those categories and pick your top 10 from each list. What you should have is the top 10 qualities that you absolutely must have, and the top 10 there is absolutely no way you could live with. If you go to Amazon.com, there's a company called Knock Knock, and it makes a pros and cons pad that's separated. You can actually tear them off. They're like little tear sheets. It's a great resource on Amazon, and I think it's like $20. Great resource for you for doing this. Next, you are going to number these items in order of importance to you. To find someone that is all of these things you have just listed is a little unrealistic, if not impossible. By choosing the top 10 of each, it becomes more realistic. These are the qualities that are the most important to you and the ones that you should put your primary focus on. If she has any of the other things on that list along with the top 10, consider those a bonus. By numbering these top 10 in order of importance, it also shows you the highest qualities you are looking for or not looking for in a woman. After you write this list of all these ideal qualities, write a love letter to this person you have not met yet. Close your eyes and imagine you are head over heels in love with this person. In this letter, you are going to tell her everything about her that you adore. Write it as though you are writing this to someone that is head over heels in love with you as well. The letter should detail everything about all the wonderful qualities she has and why you love these qualities about her. This letter is another important part of attracting that person in your life. It helps deepen your focus on those things you are looking for in your ideal woman. I remember showing my list to the one girlfriend I had who was from London. She said, "My God, I am everything that's on your list." She showed me hers, and I was everything on her list. That is the power of being clear about what you want. Becoming the person you want to attract. Now comes the time to be honest with yourself. You need to think about who you are for a minute. I'm the type of person that is very combative, and I'm not a good communicator. I don't like to talk. I don't like to work things out verbally. I like to yell and shout. I'm looking to attract somebody into my life that is a great communicator. Someone that is easygoing and doesn't get upset. Face it, gentlemen. You have to be the type of person you want to attract. If you do not have those traits that you want, you have to become those certain traits because like attracts like. It's a universal principle. You may have been able to meet someone who has the qualities that you ideally want, but if you don't exhibit those qualities yourself, you're going to turn that person off quickly. She's going to lose interest and leave. Don't lose hope on this, though. If you have a high quality that you want, but you haven't yet developed it yourself, and you are willing to recognize where your flaws and faults lie and are open to learn and grow, then it is still possible to attract someone with that quality into your life and keep her. However, if you are combative, for example, and have the attitude, I am the way I am, screw it, I'm not changing for anybody, and you do manage to start dating someone that is a great communicator, she may try to make it work with you for a while, but over time, if you refuse to change, grow, and become a better communicator, it will only become frustrating to the new lady in your life. Eventually, she is going to get tired of it, and she's going to leave. It is the same with all the qualities you want to attract. If you are not willing to work to become that quality and to bring that quality into your life for yourself, then you need to take it off your list. If not, you will eventually turn that other person off. Okay, now you've made your list. Next, you want to take that list and put it somewhere where you're going to review it every day. Maybe you can put it on the door to your medicine cabinet, on the mirror in your bathroom, in your day planner, on your smartphone, on your computer screen, or you can put a small copy of it in your wallet. You need to be continuously thinking about your list. By reviewing it every day, it is just like any goal that you set in life. You're going to get what you focus on. It continually refocuses you on what it is you are looking for and ensures that you are moving in that direction. It is like the analogy with the Ford Explorer. If you are focusing on it, suddenly you are going to start seeing what you are focused on all around you. Every time I have done this, it amazes me. I created a new list recently. I broke up with a girlfriend from London because we were just not aligned in our careers, and neither one of us was willing to compromise on that part of our lives. We still absolutely love each other and have a wonderful friendship where we provide support to each other. The most important thing to both of us is that we love each other for who the other is, even though we are no longer intimate partners. This is something I will elaborate on in a later section regarding the loving way to end a relationship. I want to stress a point I have mentioned before because I feel it is important. Once you start working to find the perfect woman, do not expect that the first woman you meet is the one you will be with for the rest of your life. Your tastes may change. Your goals and values may evolve and change. You may find there are certain qualities that are missing on your list or that others have become more important to you. You may find that qualities that were important do not seem to matter as much anymore. Every relationship you go into should always be taken as an opportunity for growth and change. Eventually, you will refine your list and find the exact woman that you need and want in your life. My ex-girlfriend had blonde hair and brown eyes. When I wrote down my list, I put down that I wanted a woman who has dark hair, dark eyes, between 5 foot and 5 foot nine tall, very feminine, sexy, graceful, outgoing, funny, intelligent, strong, confident, sure of herself, has a great body, in great shape, and with a great personality. I want someone that can pitch and catch with me. I want someone who, when I banter with her, is not going to collapse because she has a low self-esteem or become insulted by every other thing I say. I want a woman that will stay in her center and not get pushed off. Someone who gives as good as she gets. As I finished my list, every time I went out somewhere, my eyes were automatically drawn to women that fit my description. Whether I was in the mall or shopping in the grocery store, I tuned right into what I was looking for. My awareness of what I wanted developed into a highly skilled radar that honed in on exactly what I wanted to find in a woman. Again, it's like the Ford Explorer analogy. You will find yourself looking at women that resemble what it is you are focusing on. That's why it is so important to get clear about what it is you want. You are going to meet women all the time. If you are using a shotgun approach and you don't really know what you are looking for, and haven't taken the time to write it down, it's going to be hard for you to attract the right person in your life. That's because you are not clear about what you want. That's what this exercise is all about. Every time I have done this exercise, I have met someone within 60 days. It has always worked for me, good or bad. Putting a list down on paper is like goal setting. Every time you chase something in life, you should write it down so you know what it is you are going after. When you know what you are going after and are very specific about it, then that person, that resource, or whatever it is that you are looking for will eventually show up in your life. This is because of the simple fact that you are actually focused on it. Now it is time for you to go about your daily life, whether it's going to work, to the store, out with friends, or attending some event. While you are out, keep this thought in the back of your mind. The type of person I want to meet, where am I going to find her? Where do you go to meet women? Most men, when they are looking to meet a woman, will go to a bar or to a nightclub. It's simple logic. Women go to these places for the same reason. Where else could be better? The answer is anywhere. The bar or the nightclub scene, in my experience, is one of the least effective ways to meet women. That is because the women you come across are often drunk, and sometimes when you later call them, they don't remember who you were. Plus, if you had a couple of drinks yourself, it can have disastrous consequences. These are also not the type of women that I am looking for. I don't drink and party like a rock star anymore. I am no longer into that scene. But if you are looking for a woman that is, because it is part of your own lifestyle preference, just be aware of the potential pitfalls of drinking and approaching women. It can definitely have its drawbacks. I had one of those experiences about 18 years ago when I lived in Fort Lauderdale. I was up in Central Florida with some close friends of mine. I was out at a bar and met a woman. We had both been drinking and we seemed to be really into each other. My thoughts were, wow, she's really beautiful. It was really dark. We met, talked for a while, and hung out. We were making out in the bar, and we had just met. Neither of us really knew anything about each other. We exchanged phone numbers, and she called me a couple of days after the weekend was over. We made plans, and she drove down the following weekend. I remember opening the door, and it was kind of like Kramer from Seinfeld, with that look of pure shock on my face, as I actually thought to myself, I had way too much to drink. It must have been really dark in this place. This girl had driven all the way down to spend 2 days with me. Now I have to spend 2 days with someone that I am just not interested in. Obviously, meeting girls in nightclubs is not the best place. To top it all off, they usually have their guard up. Most women, when they go out, especially when they go out with their girlfriends, are not out to meet a guy. They are just going out simply to have fun, dance, drink, and to just get a little crazy. The best way I've found to meet women is at weddings, art shows, seminars, private parties, social events, malls, grocery stores, trade shows, or even at work. If you meet a woman in a more open public place, whether it's in a grocery store or somewhere else, she's going to have her guard up versus meeting through mutual friends at a party, wedding, social events, etc. The more public a place is, the more her guard will be up and the harder it will be to get her contact information, make dates on the spot, and actually go out with her. Women in those situations are just not going to make it easy to meet you. Your game needs to be tight to successfully pull off meeting women in public with no mutual friends or acquaintances present to give you social proof. I give the example of an art gallery. That can also be a very public place, but at least you know you have similar interests that can be used to approach a woman. Go places you love and do things you love. It makes it easy to talk about the environment you're both in because you both share a mutual passion and interest in it. In a grocery store or a mall, you have no concept of anything about this woman. It makes it harder to find a common ground in order to break the ice and find out anything about her. Once you learn more from practicing these techniques, you will find it easier to approach women in these situations. This comes with practice, confidence, and when you stand strong in the fact that you own your masculinity and nothing can knock you off your center. Meeting women on the internet. The internet is another way to meet available women. What I do with internet dating is create a profile that starts out by asking the reader a question that causes her to say to herself, "Oh my God, he just described me." So she will contact me first. I don't waste my time sending emails to women. When I get responses, I will respond to their email or wink by sending my phone number and tell them to give me a call so we can chat and maybe meet up for a drink. She'll either call me, disappear, or send me her phone number asking me to call her. I will only talk for about 10 minutes to create rapport and to see if I like her enough to want to meet her. Then I simply ask her when she is free to meet up for a drink and set a definite date. If you Google Corey Wayne, the ultimate online dating profile, you can find an article I wrote with detailed instructions on my website explaining the process, along with an example profile template you can follow. You may find that women will post glamour pictures that were taken professionally 10 to 15 years ago. They no longer look anything like the picture you saw. Or worse, there are women out there who will post a picture of a supermodel as their own. They might tell you they are really thin, they exercise, they are healthy, or this or that. In their mind, you're thinking, oh, when he meets me, he'll just love me for who I am on the inside. What do you do if you ever go out to meet someone from the internet for a coffee or quick drink, and they are nothing like their picture, and they have totally misrepresented themselves? In my eyes, that is a person with no integrity. I would say, I don't like dishonesty, and I don't want to spend my time with people that are dishonest. Then I would just turn around and leave. I wouldn't give that person the time of day. Dealing with insecurity. Now, obviously, in the case of the internet dating, this woman was dealing with so many insecurities about who she was that she wasn't true to herself, nor was she being true to a prospective romantic interest. Many men have this same problem. They are so insecure about who they think they are that they find themselves in less than ideal relationships. Worse, they continue in these relationships because they don't have the guts to leave. Google Corey Wayne, Ways to Build Your Confidence. With everything you will be learning in the pages of this book, you need to take the information to heart. You need to know it, to feel it, and to allow yourself to shift from a place of insecurity to a place of confidence, knowing that you deserve to have the relationship that you want in life. It is your birthright. Don't just take the information and read about being one of those 3 out of 100 men that understand women. Become one of the 3%. I have a friend that has chosen not to take my advice, but except for what I might consider to be a small lapse in judgment, he is a very sharp guy. He sold his last company for $100 million. He has been married twice now. His soon-to-be ex-wife lives in California with his 2-year-old son, and he has been dating a woman that is still married. She's been married for almost 5 years, and she's in her second marriage. While her husband is traveling, my friend is going to Texas and basically screwing this guy's wife behind his back. This gives her the best of both worlds. She is getting variety with this new guy, my friend. He took her to China for 2 weeks with a charity he's involved in. And on the way back, she told him that she didn't want to see him anymore and that she's going to work on her relationship with her husband. She still sees him on her terms. My friend is getting emotionally raked over the coals. I told him, you need to put your foot down, tell her what it is that you want, and then if you can't be with her, then you need to find somebody new. The advice falls on deaf ears. He is hoping things are going to change with her. What keeps him from putting his foot down is the fear that if he stands his ground, he will lose her. The truth is, if he keeps doing what he is doing, which is being weak and going along with her agenda, he is teaching her that her behavior is okay. Eventually, she's going to get rid of him anyway because he is off his center and not strong enough. The relationship she is in with her husband was not a happy relationship anyway, even before they met. She hasn't left her husband for him because he is too weak at this point. If he were stronger, things might have a different ending. The bottom line is that if a woman is willing to cheat on her husband and to lie, then she will do the same thing to you. When I asked my friend, don't you realize this? His response is a simple yes. The problem is his attraction level is such that he's head over heels in love with her, and she's flip-flopping back and forth between him and her husband. They are both weak, and she has no clear choice. By going along with what she is doing, he is giving away all of his power. He's not acting like a leader. I guarantee you she will be spending Christmas with her husband and not with him. My friend will end up sitting at home alone and feeling sorry for himself. Because of their insecurity, some guys will put themselves through anything. The simple truth is that my friend is not being in his masculine. He is too caught up in need. He is at the point where he needs her. He is not loving her, and he's certainly not loving himself either. He may feel as though he is filling all of the human needs he has, but the truth is, he doesn't feel he is good enough for. Because of his insecurities, he is allowing himself to be abused. He is a powerful and successful guy in business. What he needs to do is learn to carry that confidence over into his personal life and put himself back into his masculine. He needs to own who he is as a man. Control freaks and abusive men. The height of insecurity is demonstrated in the control freak, who can also be an abusive man. Women will fall for the control freak because they initially mistake the intent of the man's control and the relationship. When he sets out from the start with, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, I'm going to pick you up at such and such a time, women will often mistake it as strength. Over time, once the woman is already emotionally committed to the relationship, the abusiveness tends to come out. People can hide who they really are for the first 90 days of a relationship. When a guy is abusive and controlling, it is because deep inside, he is feeling needy and insecure. The only way he can fulfill his need for certainty in life or in his relationships is if he controls every single detail. His stance is just to say, hey, I'm in charge, or I make the decisions here. That's someone who is a control freak. Over time, that relationship can turn into a very abusive one as his fear of losing control grows when she tries to express herself. A woman initially becomes submissive when she is with a control freak because she sees that he is strong. Over time, she realizes that he doesn't allow her to do anything. She will start to pull away and test, as women do, and he will react negatively because he is coming from a place of fear. He fears losing the person he loves, but the very fact that he fears it makes him become abusive in the way he operates in an effort to exert further control. With hope, she eventually will leave him. Some guys get jealous when they are out and they see another guy looking at their woman. They get all macho and want to go beat the guy up. That guy is needy, jealous, insecure, and controlling. It tells a woman he does not have enough confidence in his own masculinity to feel he deserves to have a woman like me. When a guy is jealous, possessive, and a control freak, usually the thing that he fears the most is exactly what is going to happen. He is going to lose her. The need for certainty. One of our core human needs is our need for certainty. It can be the little devil on your shoulder that tells you to over-pursue her and blow up her phone, or that you should call her every few days to make certain she is still interested. In our desire to have that certainty about how someone feels about us, we create the feeling that we are insufficient as a person. We are looking to fulfill our need for certainty with her approval and end up creating the appearance of neediness. What we fear in life causes us to create the very circumstances we are trying to avoid. This causes men to over-pursue and chase women away. They basically communicate through their actions, tone of voice, and physiology that they do not feel like they deserve her. Eventually, she has no choice but to agree. If you are uncertain of yourself, how can you expect to keep the ideal woman of your dreams? Uncertainty is a feminine quality anyway. It is important to be aware of our need for certainty and how it can get us into trouble. Too many times I see strong, confident guys that are phenomenal negotiators in business come completely unglued when they meet a beautiful woman. It never ceases to amaze me. They make this metamorphosis from a strong, centered guy into a manservant, therapist, or a gay male girlfriend, someone who is willing to wait on the woman hand and foot. It's approval-seeking behavior. Because of movies, music, and television shows, men have come to believe that they are supposed to wait on a woman hand and foot and act like a stalker to make women fall for them. They learn basically that if they become her do-boy, she will fall in love with them. That may look romantic in the movies, but when you try that in real life, that is not the way it happens. It actually turns them off. Approval-seeking behavior is not masculine. It is creepy, stalker-like behavior. I had a friend that worked with a successful TV anchor woman. We were at a baseball game in one of the VIP suites. You could tell he was very into this woman. He would ask her if she wanted something to drink and then go back and get her a napkin. He would hover around her, attending to her every need, and then sit off to the side as though he were waiting for his next orders. When she mentioned being cold, he offered to get her a sweater and then proceeded to go around to every person in the box to find her a sweater, announcing that she was cold. Now, my friend was a smart businessman in his late 40s and a really nice guy. In business, he was sharp, brilliant, and a great negotiator. However, when he came around this woman, he went through this huge metamorphosis and turned into a super pleaser. She went along with it and took total advantage of his waiting on her hand and foot, like he was her personal assistant. He was completely different when it came to business. He lost his center around women, and it was obvious from her reaction that she would never give him the time of day if it came to his asking her out. He felt that if he did enough things for her, it would develop into a romantic relationship. Nothing could be further from the truth. If you are a super pleaser, any woman that has a sense of strength of her own is never going to respect you as anything other than a friend. You have to be confident in yourself and show it to a woman. Confidence says to her, "I know I'm good enough for you." It gives them the feeling that you will be able to keep her safe and she could trust herself to open up to you emotionally. She has to know you are strong, and she will test that with you more so in the beginning than any other time. Women are physically designed to receive a man, a leader. I like to make eye contact with a woman and then keep it until she looks away. I will not be the first to look away. Only the most confident women won't look away. Those are the ones I'm personally interested in. When she finally looks away, I know that I have passed that first test of strength and dominance. If I were to be the one to look away first, I would be showing a submissive weakness that she may or may not test again, depending on her level of attraction to me in the first place. The more you show strength and confidence, the more you are able to quickly pass through her tests of your strength, the faster you can get her to open up to you. She needs to know you are strong and will not buckle under her testing. When you go out on a date, you are there to be a gentleman, a charming James Bond, not her approval-seeking servant. If you want to meet a woman and get into a relationship, you have to act as though you are already in one. You have to have that kind of confidence level because that's what draws women to you. It's called fake it until you make it. Once you make it part of who you are, you will display that level of confidence whether you are in a relationship or not. Better yet, you will continually have a sense of centeredness that attracts women to you without even having to try. Staying on track. An important concept you need to keep in mind as you are going through your daily life is about being centered. This means that you need to be the same way you are at work and in your business when you meet a beautiful woman. You should treat all women the same. Be consistent with all women. You can't just turn into some weak bowl of jello. That's what most guys do. They meet a woman that they are really interested in, and they go from these strong, center guys to weak, needy, and insecure super pleasers. Most men think that being a pleaser or being a manservant and waiting on a woman hand and foot is a way to get her to fall for you. The only difference in how the many concepts I am teaching may apply to you is whether you are already in a relationship or if you are just meeting a woman for the first time. If you are already in a relationship, you will not be using the approach techniques, but the underlying principles are still the same. From the beginning, a woman is continually testing you to see if you are worthy of her time. She is seeing if you are strong enough to go the distance. If you pass her test, she will open up to you emotionally. You always want to be reading her level of attraction. It is important to keep building a sense of anticipation. By understanding her attraction level and where it's at, you can tell if you need to adjust what you are doing to draw her back to you. You always want to keep her attracted, and you have to avoid complacency. Google Corey Wayne, The Art of Pulling Back to Create Attraction. It is important to remember that the way you treat her when you are dating her and the way you treated her to get her to fall in love with you in the first place is the same way that you need to treat her even after being married for 20 years. Courtship is ongoing and it is never going to end. Always build anticipation. Avoid falling into routines. Don't go out every Friday night and take your wife to dinner. Try going out 1 week on a Wednesday night to do something different. Skip a week and take her out twice the following week. Always keep her wondering. Add spontaneity. Leave her curious as to when the next surprise is going to come. Never tell women what you're going to do. Let them discover it in real time. You need to remain certain. You need to remain in your masculine and allow your woman to be in her feminine. You have to remain centered at all times and never let her push you off that center. By maintaining this certainty within yourself, you are also maintaining a long and lasting relationship with a woman you truly want to be with. You have earned the right to the relationship you truly deserve. The purpose of all relationships. When you can find certainty within yourself, you are not only giving yourself the gift of a wonderful and loving relationship, but you are also giving the woman of your dreams the strength she needs to trust. You are giving her the gift of allowing her to open herself to being in her feminine. Better yet, she is able to be in that place of her feminine, especially for you. No matter what the relationship, the foremost thing that needs to be in your mind is that you enter into a relationship to give. You give because that is who you are and you expect nothing in return. However, you need to always watch what you do get in return and decide if it is acceptable to you. Give your gifts from love. Love never requires anything in return. It is in the giving that makes you feel good. True love does not have attachments. You give freely without caring what comes back in return. You give of yourself because that is who you are. When you want to get into a relationship, you have to go into the relationship not with what you can get out of it, but with what you can put into it. The purpose of all relationships, and this is not only for your intimate relationships, but also for your friendships, the people that you work with, your kids, or any other relationship you have, is to go into these relationships to give. If you go into a relationship focused on what you are going to get out of it, you will be placing expectations on some new person that you just met. 99% of the time, they are not going to live up to your expectations, and you will end up disappointed. This causes us to suffer because we want reality to be other than it is. Many guys go out with a woman and think, oh, I took her to dinner, and I showed her this great time. She had fun, and I'm expecting to have sex at the end of the night. Instead of looking at what you are going to get out of a relationship, you should be thinking, how can I give to this person? How can I contribute to her? How can I make her life really amazing by having fun with her? When I go out with a woman, my primary goal is for her to have a good time. My contribution is to make her laugh, make her feel comfortable, and make her happy. That's it. The feeling she feels while she is with you is what she is going to associate with you. Everything else takes care of itself. If both people are focused on what they can give to a relationship, the relationship is going to flourish. But if one or both people are focused on what they are getting out of it, it's not a relationship. It's a transaction. You might as well go out and get a hooker, if that is what you're looking for. If you're going to go out on a date with an expectation of having sex, go get a hooker. It's a lot cheaper, and there are no emotional attachments. If you want to truly have somebody you can share your life with, someone you can love, someone where you can enrich their life and have fun with, that is the purpose of a relationship. If you select somebody that has the same kinds of qualities as you have, she's going to focus on making you happy as well. When both people are focused on simply giving to the other person and not worrying about what comes in return, the needs of both are going to be fulfilled regardless. It is in the giving that needs are fulfilled. I said this before, but it bears repeating. Once a guy really understands women and is able to get into a relationship, he's going to realize that every relationship is an opportunity for growth. You can understand and become the type of man you are totally capable of becoming. At the same time, you inspire and help her grow into everything she is capable of becoming as a woman. Making lasting change. Lasting change should be a goal. I know some of you are asking, why should I change all these things? Think about this for a moment. What is the outcome? What do you want out of a relationship? Why do you want this? Now take a sheet of paper and split it into two categories. One of my favorite speakers, Tony Robbins, says, people will do more to avoid pain than they will do to gain pleasure. For the purpose of this exercise, take one column and write down, okay, if I don't change all the things I have been doing in the past, here are the negative consequences. List all of the painful things that will happen. Well, if I won't go up and ask a woman with confidence what her phone number is or set a date, I will never get the kind of woman that I want in life. I will never have the type of relationship I really want. 20 years from now, I will still be wondering, what is it like to have the type of woman that I really feel I deserve? Or maybe, If I don't change my behavior, my wife has already told me that she's going to leave me. You know, it is ironic that most guys will never seem to have enough time to spend with their wives, but they always have time to go visit the divorce lawyer. They make the time for those types of things, but they don't make the time for things that really count while they still have a chance to avoid the pain. What are all the painful consequences of not changing your behavior? Write them all down. If you do not change what you are doing, what are all the negative, painful things that are going to happen? For the other category, consider, what are all the pleasurable things that can happen if you do change your behavior? This is for all the good things that can happen in your life. Along with your list for your perfect woman, you need to review this every day. So what do you do if you just met someone last night and you just know she's into you? Normally, you want to call her right away. You feel as though, oh God, if I don't call her right now, I'm going to burst. If I don't call her, she's going to get pissed off and be mad at me. The bottom line is that you have to ask yourself a simple question. Have you ever gotten the type of woman you really want and have been able to keep her based upon what you have been doing in the past? Of course, the answer is going to be no. That's why you picked up this book in the first place. I went through all these same dilemmas when I first started following these concepts. Honestly, I felt as though I wanted to pull my fingernails out as opposed to just waiting a few days to call her or to resist the urge to ask her where I stood constantly. It absolutely drove me nuts. The truth is, it gives her that sense of anticipation, which is what she wants. What I later learned was that the women that I had met and liked and who also had a really high level of attraction to me were going through the same thing. They kept thinking, why hasn't he called? I thought he really liked me. I don't understand. Maybe I know someone who knows him. Maybe I should call him. It's a scientific fact that women are more attracted to men whose feelings are unclear. Besides, if you are a busy, successful guy, you should have lots of options with women and an active life. You might only have one or two free evenings per week. Who knows? If she has really high attraction for you, she may call or text you before those several days have passed. So it is important to follow these concepts. I will say this with confidence. It is really freeing when you go out on a date to know, wow, all I have to do is ask the questions and keep my answers to the questions that she asked me, positive, lighthearted, be funny, be humorous, get her to laugh, and just have a good time. If you're not good with banter and humor, or you're just starting out, stay away from the sexual innuendo. Why? There's a really good chance you will say something stupid and create an awkward moment. You want to banter back and forth and always respond to her text with playful humor. I discuss this in detail on the many articles and YouTube videos on my website. It's better to hear how I say things in my videos because it just does not translate well to write about it. Now you are starting to get an idea of what you should be doing. In the next sections, I will start to show you how these are applied in practical situations. If you are already in a relationship, you have to start dating her again and treat her like you did when you were first courting her. She will fall back in love with you and everything will fall back into place. All of these things work. They will make an incredible impact on not only you, but also your dating and relationship life. After all, it's not all about you, but it is where you have to start. Part 5, Making Your Move, Approaching the Beautiful Woman. One of the things I pointed out earlier is that when a guy meets a woman, he instantly knows whether or not he has a high level of attraction for her. With a guy, he's ready to throw his arms around a woman at the drop of a hat. With women, it is the experience of the courtship that turns her on emotionally and all the anticipation leading up to the actual dating part of the relationship. It starts when you first meet her, with how you present yourself and how you are dressed. Do you take care of yourself? Do you look good? Do you wear nice clothes? Do you dress nicely? Are you clean-shaven? Or do you wear a beard with confidence because it's who you are? Do you have nice cologne on? Do you take care of your appearance and your body? It's not the clothes, but how you wear them that make the man. When you are out and see someone you are interested in, you need to first start looking for signs of attraction. If you look at her and you think, wow, what a beautiful woman. I'd like to meet her. Look at her body language. Look into her eyes. Is she looking back? Is she checking you out? What does her body language say? Is she facing you? Does she smile when you look at her? Or if you look at her and she catches you looking, make eye contact and smile at her. Does she smile back? Does she look away? If she smiles at you, that may be an invitation that says, hey, I find you attractive. You should not hesitate to walk over and say hello. Google Corey Wayne, the best pickup lines ever for some good openers to use. You should also Google Corey Wayne, rejected, the best comebacks ever. For great comebacks when a woman is playful, tests or challenges you so you can playfully recover when things go sideways. What you need to do at that point is walk over to her. Before you even say anything to her, keep watching for signs of attraction. Is she facing you? Is she looking you in the eye? Is she not paying attention to you? The more attention she gives you, the higher her level of attraction to you is. It is really too soon to rate at this point because you haven't even talked to her yet. Her attraction level can't really be determined until you do, but you can pay attention to the more subtle signals first. By understanding all these little things, you will eventually become aware of where you stand even before you start talking to her. The place where I am at in my life is that now, when I look at a woman, I know right away if she's interested. I also know right away if she is single. The more you work with these techniques and make them a part of you, the more highly developed your instincts become. Remember, she already knows how to do this with you. This only levels the playing field. Women use their radar all the time. Most guys are completely clueless. They think a woman is interested mostly because they are projecting their own level of attraction onto her. They think that by talking to her, buying her drinks at a bar, etc., it will make her all of a sudden become interested in them. A woman who is out for the night will let a guy buy her drinks all night long, even if she's not interested. A man also makes the mistake of talking to a woman he has just met about all the bad relationships he's had in the past, thinking maybe she will feel sorry for him. He will tell her that he is single and completely available because he thinks it is what she wants to hear. He believes these are things that are going to turn a woman on. 9 times out of 10, the things he is saying are actually turning her off. Nature has already taken care of attraction. It's not a choice. Most guys simply talk women right out of liking them. He is sounding needy, and he is not coming from a place of strength. He is laying himself out like an open book and is building no anticipation for her to find out more about him later. There is no mystery, no inner masculine strength, and no chance in hell that she will go out with him. So as you are walking over and approaching this woman, you are watching. Is she looking at you when you are approaching? If she's not, it doesn't mean anything, but again, the more she's staring at you, the more she's checking you out, the greater the chance is that she has a high level of attraction for you and is single and available. Now let's say that you are completely noticing her and she looks at you. If her eyes then go to the left or the right and she just continues doing what she is doing, that usually means that she's not finding you appealing enough. If you are walking toward her and she looks you in the eye, looks down and back up at you and then away, that usually means that she has an attraction to you. Here's a great technique to create rapport and create the vibe where women will feel comfortable coming up to you when you are out at a bar or a nightclub. You and whoever you are with should take your drinks and make complete laps around the bar. Whenever you see a group of women, especially ones you are interested in, you can walk up to them and say, "Hey ladies, how are you doing?" At that point, hold your glass up and toast, or touch glasses together, then ask, "Are you ladies having a good time?" When they reply yes, you're going to say, "Great." Have that level of confidence and courtesy that says, without actually saying it, that you may have something to do with the club, or you may be the owner, owner's son, or something along those lines. From there, you're going to leave and move on to the next group of ladies and do the same thing. Make a couple of trips around the bar. When you come back through the same group, just toast them again and keep on moving. Now you have shown up, toasted them, and asked if they are having a good time, and then walked away. You leave them wondering, who are those guys? They look like they're having a good time. After that, seat yourself at one of the tables in plain view of everybody. Simply hang out with your buddies and let the women come to you. Now you've gone around the bar and created a connection with all these groups of women. Every time you walk back by these groups of women, you have made yourself more familiar to them. Just by clinking your glass together in a toast, you have increased their awareness of you. Eventually, some of these women are going to start coming up to you. They are going to want to hang out and talk. You have created a setting where they are comfortable. You haven't gone up and started hitting on them like every other guy in the bar is doing. You are just a guy that is out having a good time. You and your buddies are now seen as guys that are completely different than every other guy in the place. You are out to have a good time and are not there to chase the girls around. You have made yourself approachable. When you are going around, they may stop you and talk to you. Or maybe when you are going to the bathroom, they might stop you and try to talk. You have just created an opportunity to get to know them, get their information, and leave. You are taking two steps forward, one step back. You are not hanging around like every other guy is doing. You are coming in slowly, and then you are gone again. You are building anticipation, being indifferent, and being mysterious. I also have a detailed article on how to get women to approach you first on my website. You don't have to do any approaching with that technique. It's great to use if you are just starting out, you're too shy to approach women, or if you're just lazy and want women to come up to you first. Google Corey Wayne, how to get women to approach you first. Make sure you watch the video on body language that attracts women on the website also. It's essential to get the body language and vibe right so women will come up to you first. The path to success. So as you walk over to a woman, the most important thing to consider is what you are going to say. Most guys will walk up and say, "Hi, my name is Corey. What's your name?" That is a blown opportunity to see whether she is interested in you or not. When you walk up to a woman that you have not met, you need to walk up and simply say, "Hi, what's your name?" Wait for her response. She may say something along the lines of, "My name is Jessica." At this point, you are not going to volunteer and say, "Well, my name's Corey." When she says, "My name's Jessica," you are only going to say, "Well, Jessica, it's nice to meet you," without volunteering your name. This is the first test of you reading her level of interest. Now compare the following two responses. Number one, "Oh, it's nice to meet you." And number two, "It's nice to meet you. What's your name?" Which one do you think shows more interest in you? The one that wants to know your name or the one that just says, "Nice to meet you"? 9 times out of 10, the one that wants to know your name means she has a higher level of attraction. In other words, she finds you attractive or appealing. She wants to know who you are. That is a good one I learned from Doc Love. You can visit his website at doclove.com. Your whole goal when you meet a woman is to judge her level of attraction for you. If it appears that she has a high level of attraction, then you want to get her phone number, a way to get in contact with her. You are not going to tell her that you are going to call and ask her out on a date. Just the very fact that you are asking for her phone number tells her that you are interested. She knows what that question means. A woman knows instinctively. The reason he's asking is because he likes me. He wants to take me out. It is not necessary to volunteer and say, "I'm going to call you. I want to take you out on a date." Your interest is already obvious to her just by the fact you have walked over to her and asked her for her name. The fact that you want to take her out on a date is obvious at the moment you ask for her phone number. It is common sense to the intuition of a woman. It is only guys that do not see it as common sense. This is what I am helping you to develop. What I do is either set a date on the spot or start your first date right now. You can say, "When are you free to meet up for a drink?" Make definite plans and get her number before you leave. After you have gone up to her and introduced yourself, you are going to talk, joke, and banter with her. An important thing to keep in mind, and guys in sales understand this, is the person that's asking the questions is the one in control of the conversation. Your goal is to find out as much as you can about her and give her as little information about yourself as possible. Respond to her questions with light, joking answers and ask her another question. Google Corey Wayne, pick up and date questions that build attraction for good questions you can ask and topics you can discuss. The idea is not to interrogate her with questions like a robot, but to ask questions that elicit interesting and fun answers that can lead the conversation into fun and unexpected directions. The idea is to ask her the kind of questions that she would enjoy answering. You are leaving yourself as a mystery in her eyes. You are building her anticipation to find out who you are and anything about you. You want her to dig for information. The reason you are not going to volunteer straightforward answers is that you want to see what her level of attraction is. If she has interest, she is going to ask you questions. What do you do? Where do you work? Where are you from? The more personal the questions are that she asks, and the more enthusiastic and inquisitive she is about you, the higher her level of attraction. Do not ask her if she has a boyfriend. She may have a guy she is dating that she recently broke up with, or maybe she is considering breaking it off with him. A woman that has very low interest in her current boyfriend may be just waiting until she meets someone new to break up with him. There are many women that will not break up with a boyfriend until they have a replacement. This is one of those things that stuns guys who have been married for 10 years and their wife just left them. How can she be dating another guy the week after we split up? It is because she stayed with you until she was over it and then waited to leave until she had somebody else lined up. So you don't need to ask her if she has a boyfriend. It is unimportant. Her questions, her body language, how she acts towards you, this is going to give away what her level of attraction is. Your goal is to make her laugh and make her feel comfortable. Only talk about positive things. You are not there to talk about how you just got dumped by your last girlfriend or how you never seem to get the type of girls you really want. Trying to make her feel sorry for you is not going to make her want you more. It will have the opposite effect and turn her off to you. Keep it funny, keep it uplifting, and positive. Don't talk about serious subjects. Don't talk about marriage, politics, or religion. Make her laugh, joke, banter, and tease her. Just have a good time with her. Here's the next key to success. You don't need to spend more than 5 to 15 minutes with her. After 5 to 15 minutes of talking with her, joking around, and having fun, if you are successful at making her laugh, then she is showing a high level of attraction. Think about it. If you are telling really stupid, corny jokes and she is laughing at them, even though you know they are not that funny, it tells you she really likes you. The next step is to get her phone number. Ask her something along the lines of, "Jessica, I've got to run. What's your phone number?" After that, just stop. Do not say anything else. You are going to listen and pay attention to her response. If she just pulls out a piece of paper or a napkin, writes down her number, and gives it to you, that shows a high level of attraction. But you also need to pay attention to how she is engaged in that process. You need to watch her body language and how she gives you her information. If she gives you her email address, her work number, her cell number, her Facebook name, her Snapchat name, etc., and she tells you the best times to call her, that is definitely a sign she's interested. The more a woman likes you, the more she's going to help you. If she really likes you, if she's really interested in you, she's going to make it very easy for you to meet up. If she is giving you all her contact information, she wants to make sure if you do call or want to get in contact with her, that you are able to get in contact with her. She may even ask you for your number as well. The more information she passes along to you will give away what her level of attraction is. If you ask her for her number and she says or does anything other than giving you the number, the lower her level of attraction is and the more she's going to resist you. The less she likes you, the more difficult she is going to make it for you to get that information. She may like you enough to go out with you, but she may test you to see if you're strong enough for her, especially if she senses any weakness in you. If she has a low level of attraction, say she sees you as a 5 on a scale from 1 to 10, she might come back with something like, "Why do you want my number?" Or, "You're very forward." It is also possible that she may ask you for your business card. If a woman won't give you her number and instead asks for your business card, it shows she's not too interested. Most women will put that card away and never look at it again, or simply just throw it away. We will take a look at how these attraction levels work and how to judge her attraction level later in this section, but this is a very important point that I need to make. If a woman only perceives you as a 4 or below on a scale of 1 to 10, there is nothing that you are going to be able to do that will convince her to go out with you. At that point, you are wasting your time. If her attraction level is a 5 and above, she will ask you personal questions. She will be making eye contact with you. When you are talking with her, how is her body facing? Is she turned toward you or is she turned away in the escape position as though, I hope one of my girlfriends comes over and pulls me away from this guy because I don't want to talk to him anymore. Is she standing extra close? Is she bumping into you when you are talking? Is she touching your arm when you talk? Is she playing with her hair? Is she exposing her neck to you? These are all signs that her attraction level is a 5 or higher. If you ask her for her phone number, she doesn't hesitate at all and gives you her number, that is a good indication that her attraction level is a 5 or higher. An attraction level that is below a 5 is basically the opposite of all those things I just mentioned. She doesn't ask you personal questions. She doesn't ask you what your name is when you say, "It's nice to meet you, Jessica." She kind of keeps her distance when she's talking to you. She's looking away as though distracted or disinterested. She gives you one word, short answers. For example, when you say, "Where did you grow up?" Her response, "South Florida." Question, "Oh, really? What was South Florida like?" Her response, "It was nice." That shows a low attraction level as compared to, "Oh, I love growing up in South Florida. I went to high school down there. It was just so blah, blah, blah." If she likes you, she will talk to you. Again, the more she likes you, the easier she makes it. A woman is rarely going to come right out and say, "Hey, you're a really good-looking guy, and I want to go out with you. I want you to ask me out. Here's my number and all my contact information. I'm available Sunday through Thursday, and you can call me. I'll go out anytime you want, and I'd like to do anything you want that's fun." This is just not typical. Women like mystery. They like the process of dating. They want to discover, and they want to be discovered. They want and expect you to be a man who is a leader. Women don't want any responsibility for sex, setting dates, picking where to go, etc. That is why it is up to you to lead things to a successful conclusion in the bedroom. Invite them on a date. Don't tell them, sell, or ask them if they'd like to go out with you. Assume all women want you and act accordingly. Even though all women aren't going to want you, it's a much stronger position to assume they want you rather than to sheepishly hope that they want you. It's a subtle difference that makes a big difference in how you ask. This also means they don't want to know everything about you when first meeting you. Most guys, when they meet a woman, spend a lot of time telling her everything about them. In essence, talking her right out of liking them by talking too much. At that point, you have totally taken the mystery out of it. Now that she knows your whole life story, what does she need to go out with you for? If you go out on a date, she already knows everything about you. There's nothing left for her to discover. You have taken it all away and made it too easy for her. You are predictable and boring. A woman doesn't want it to be easy. She wants to be able to pull that information out of you. She loves to fish. She loves to work through the whole process with the thought, "What am I going to find out next about this guy? Where is he going to take me?" Make no mistake, it is a process with women. You need to put her in that space of anticipation. Why do you think women read all those romance novels about mysterious strong men? Duh. If a woman asks you, "Do you have a girlfriend?" Again, that is a sign of high attraction. How do you respond to a question like that? "Do you have a girlfriend?" Well, you are not going to say, "Well, I broke up with my girlfriend 2 years ago and I haven't had a date since." The best response is not to say, "No, I don't have a girlfriend." When she asks, "Do you have a girlfriend?" just say, "I'm just dating and having a lot of fun right now." Or, "I've always got room for one more." Or, "Can we get to know each other a little bit better before we start talking about relationships?" With a smirk on your face, of course. That can mean that you have 5 girlfriends. That can mean you have 1. It leaves her wondering and helps to build the anticipation of what she may find out about you. Just remember the key point that I mentioned earlier. The one who is asking the questions is the one that's in charge of the conversation. The goal when you first meet a woman is to read her level of attraction and to get her phone number so you can later call to take her out, or if you've got really big balls, make a date on the spot. You are not going to tell her you are going to call and take her out. You are not going to give her any hints about what you may or may not do on a first date. You are simply going to ask for her number. When you are entering her number into your phone, text her yours also. Why? She may text you first if you wait a few days to call. Another good way to do it is to give your phone to her so she can put her number in as you're asking for it. Once you have achieved that goal, you're going to say, "Well, I've really enjoyed meeting you and have a great evening, Jessica." Give her a hug goodbye and then move on. If it is a party or a social event and there are other beautiful ladies there, you're going to want to get as many numbers as possible. You don't want all these women to see you getting phone numbers from different women, so be discreet about it. Women like you more if you've got options, but you want her to feel like she is the most special out of all the women you're talking to, not just another notch in your bedpost which will cause her to reject you. Because again, you may read a woman's level of attraction and think she's really interested in you, but that may not be the case. You may meet a woman that's great, you call to take her out, and then find that she's in the process of breaking up with another guy, or she may be going back to her ex-boyfriend. She may have originally displayed a high attraction for you, and then you try to ask her out, and all of a sudden she seems totally turned off. You don't know what is going on in the background. The key is that you don't want to get hung up and hold attachments to one particular lady until she does all the things right to warrant you devoting all of your time and all of your energy to her. Guys will meet a woman, they haven't even gone on a first date, and they already start imagining themselves married to this woman, what their kids are going to look like, all the fabulous vacations they will take as a family, what they will be doing on the first date, etc., etc. Guys will do this all before the night they met this woman is even over. You do not really know until you call her and you take her out what her level of attraction and her emotional availability is. In the movies, they always show you're going to meet this one woman and it's going to be this be-all, end-all relationship. I have news for guys. When you start dating, or even when you first meet somebody, what you want now and what you want a year from now may change. You may decide you want something or someone totally different. Sometimes a relationship just runs its course and it's time to move on. This is because when you get to that place where you know you can have any woman you want who has a high level of attraction in you to start with, and you know how to own her heart, it gives you a lot of choices. So basically, once you get her phone number or set a date, you're going to walk away from her, unless you are going to turn your initial meeting into a first date and seduce her that night. The many shades of no. When you first meet a woman, one of the things she might say is, "I'm not looking for a relationship." One of the reasons a woman says this is that a lot of guys come on so heavy when they meet her. They start talking about girlfriends, they start talking about dating and all this other stuff, and she starts thinking, "This guy is needy, this guy has no confidence and is weak." Women come up with generic responses to these situations because most guys will not take no for an answer. The women will reject them because they start to feel like they lose their freedom if they start dating them. Another thing about women that you have to understand is that they are never going to say, "I don't like you, I'm not attracted to you, and I wouldn't go out with you if you were the last man on earth." Very few women are blunt enough to respond to a man's advances in this way. The reason most women will not directly tell you they are not interested in you is because men have pretty much made them that way. When a man has met a woman and is really into her, he will ask for her phone number. If she is not into him, she could say, "I'm sorry, but I'm not interested." Too many times, the typical man's response is something along the lines of, "What do you mean you're not interested?" If she replies, "I'm just not interested," he often will push the issue. "What do you mean? Are you saying you don't like me?" At this point, she's getting uncomfortable and she tries to explain, "Well, you're just not the type of guy I would normally date." He in turn starts to become indignant about it. "What does that mean? I'm not good enough for you? I'm not good looking enough for you?" How do you ever get anybody to go out with you if you have that kind of attitude? It's pretty arrogant and weak, don't you think? Every woman has met a guy that has acted that way in her life, the guys that won't take no for an answer. So she, indirectly, is hoping that he will get the hint and understand the secret language that she is speaking to him. Women are emotional beings and simply don't want to hurt your feelings or create an awkward moment. Instead, she uses a roundabout way of saying, "I'm really not interested." Women will even sometimes give you their number because they do not want to lie to you, but they also want to avoid the typical man's confrontational behavior. They know that later, through voicemail, they can just screen you out and hopefully you will get the hint and go away. If they think you may be a real nuisance, they may even give you a wrong number. That brings another point to mind. When a woman gives you a number, don't stand there and call it to see if it is a legitimate number. Some guys will actually do this. It is so needy and insecure. What it says to her is, "I really don't think I'm good enough to take you out, and I don't really think you are interested in me. I want to make sure right in front of you that you are not lying to me." Right away, you are telling her that you don't even trust her. Just confidently text yours to her as you're standing there so she has it and tell her you are doing it. At that point, you are done. Even if she gave you a real number to begin with, you just lowered her attraction level and it may have been high to start with. When you eventually do call her, you are going to find out whether she likes you or not. After all, who cares? You don't want to waste your time and energy by going out and getting emotionally hung up on a woman that has no interest in you. Google Corey Wayne, single, don't get hung up on one woman. You only want to spend your time with a woman that has a high attraction level because she will make it easy to date her and she will be a lot more fun when you do. You will not have to work so hard. Again, it's not all about you. The place where you always want to come from, not only when you are in a relationship, but also before you have met someone, is to not take rejection personally. You have to go through life, give your gift, give your presence, and give who you are. People are either going to accept you or not. You can't take it personally. It's a numbers game. You have to get through the no's in order to get to the yeses. If someone doesn't want to go out with you, or you thought someone was really interested enough, and it turned out that they weren't, you can't take it personally. At the end of the day, the ones that really like you are going to help you, and they are going to be with you. The ones that don't like you are not going to be with you. It's simple logic. What if you've been dating for several months, you've been doing everything right, you keep giving to your woman, and she's not giving back? Tell her how it is that you want her to give back to you. What if she still doesn't do it? She may not be a giver. It just may not be her personality. At that point, you can decide, "I am not being treated as I ideally see myself being treated." You can make the decision whether or not to leave the relationship. Most of the time, women are the ones to break up with guys. Women are usually the ones to file for divorce. Guys are usually the ones that get dumped without realizing why they got dumped in the first place. If a woman doesn't have a high level of attraction to start with, if it is not a 5 or higher, there is nothing you can do. No amount of talking to her, joking, teasing is going to do anything to make her want to be with you. It is important to understand that attraction is not a choice. You may walk up to a woman and she may be rude to you. She may say something like, "I do not find you attractive. I would never go out with you." You have to approach the situation with a response that shows you really don't care what she thinks. It doesn't matter. You could say something like, "You're entitled to your opinions and you know what they say about opinions." Or, "I'm the most attractive, unattractive guy you have ever met." Or even, "I just like to make people laugh and smile. I'm sorry you're having such a bad day that you would go out of your way to try to hurt someone's feelings. Hey, I'm sorry you got up on the wrong side of the bed this morning. Have a great night," and just walk away. Don't waste your time. Google Corey Wayne, rejected, the best comebacks ever. No one is ever going to say or do anything that is not a direct reflection of how they feel about themselves in a moment. If a woman is nasty to you, she could be testing you, or she could have just had a bad day. Maybe she just doesn't want to be approached. Keep in mind that you are a strong, centered guy, and she just threw a big barb at you, and you deflected it. Meeting women is a numbers game. Some women are not going to like you, and some women are. You have to be indifferent about it and not let it get to you. Handling the pressure points. While your goal is driving you to meet the kind of woman you feel you deserve, this also means you want to be screening others out. You do not want someone that is a user or into only material things. If a woman asks, "What kind of car do you drive?" not that it matters, it says it really does matter to her. Tell her you rode the bus, walked, came on skates, etc. If she asks, "Where do you live?" tell her something silly like, "Well, actually,